B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
See, cut to the chase. He's not happy that he's having to come hat in hand and ask for a deal. He's not happy at the first proposals that were made to him, which were a more modest bump and, again, incentives that were going to bring him higher than $23 million, but they were so unattainable, i.e. be the league MVP, i.e. win the Super Bowl, that they were almost, again, ghost incentives. So it became... At least, to put it mildly, there was a lot of wrangling that went on. Fortunately, they got it resolved, but now Brady has a chance to pull the ripcord on the whole thing at the end of the season if they don't come up with something.
Here's my question. Has he already pulled it? Has he already pulled the ripcord? I think the Brady story just went from bad to worse. And that's Tom Curran last night on NBC Sports Boston explaining Tom Brady's unhappiness with this latest negotiation. And his ability to pull the ripcord and be done at the end of this year, whether it's just retiring from football or going somewhere else. And then Curran follows that up with the news this morning, which really shouldn't be that surprising, but it does sort of stop you in your tracks. And that is that Brady and Giselle have put their house up for sale. I find this significant. I told you yesterday, we were talking about this yesterday, follow the real estate. Follow the real estate transactions or the kids' schooling. That's another one. With these... high-end athletes. It's a tell. LeBron has a house in Los Angeles, puts his kids in school in Los Angeles. He's in Los Angeles. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant buy homes in the New York area. They're in New York together. What else did we say? What were the other ones that we used? Oh, when Brady came back here, when Brady sold his Brentwood home in 2014, stopped spending his off seasons in L.A., and sort of reinvested in the Boston area and spent more time in the Boston area. What did that coincide with? Them drafting Jimmy Garoppolo. And Bill Belichick, we all know Tom's age and contract situation. Seems like someone sort of had a little bit of a recommitment there in 2014. The real estate tells the story a lot of the times. And now Tom Brady and Giselle have put their house on the market. Never mind. Reportedly looking for homes in the New York area. And I didn't even realize this. Interviewing, have their kids interviewing in schools in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Unless Tom has a change of heart, or we find out he's just buying another property in Brookline, or something like that, I think this is it. I think we're done. I think he's done. And I think that means he's done with football. And I can't fathom that he would play somewhere else. But this certainly opens the door for it. And I do not find the house thing a small deal. I find it significant. On the heels of everything else, and you just heard Curran, again, who's covered this as thoroughly as anyone, explaining Brady's dissatisfaction with the whole process this time around. And that's right on the heels. And now, bang, bang, they're selling the house. I feel like that's it. I mean, and I don't think that's a... I don't need to explain that to you. I don't think that's a small deal. Am I overreacting?
No, I don't think you're overreacting at all. Again, I think when you lay out all the factors and all the variables, not to mention the fact that, again, this all comes out at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, we learn about the house going on the market the day after he signs his contract. You know, convenient timing. You know, and Brady sitting there saying, you know, it is what it is. Like, all of that sort of hits at the same time.
I mean, you can just sort of see it play out. All right, G, that's it. We're done. There's no long-term commitment here. I'm not going to, we're just here for the job. And the job hasn't committed to me, so let's go. We want to be in Manhattan anyway.
I mean, that's what it feels like. You know, again, that's what it feels like to me. And so, look, I've had similar feelings, although probably not as strong with as many real indicators as there are with Brady. Like, we could say during the Palace Q, you know, what does this mean? McDaniels came back. Like, you know, and so we wonder what the meaning of McDaniels getting off that plane was to Indy and backing out of that job. This is Brady selling his house.
I mean, and it's and interviewing his kids in schools in Manhattan. That's another big one, because I mean, whether you've taken him at his word or not, Tom Brady has said repeatedly recently the tug of family and having to leave his family and the strain that that's put on him and Giselle and she sacrificing for him and the time away from the family. And so, I mean, he's really put that out there. He's really made that sort of a centerpiece of his, the analysis of his career length, the time away from family. And you want to be there to pick him up from hockey practice and you don't want to put it all on your wife. And I'm, you know, at this time of year, they have to sacrifice. You tell me, can you carry on like that for the last 2 or 3 years and then move everybody to New York, but stay working in Boston? So I'm going to spend less time with your family? He can't do that.
Well, unless he takes the Philip Rivers approach and does film on the shuttle.
But that's after saying the time away from the family. So now he's going to move them all to New York, put the kids in school in Manhattan, and keep working in Foxborough?
Yeah, but you never bought that in the first place. I don't think many of us really did. It's kind of a crock.
So it's like I said, whether you believe it or not, boy, that would be quite a turn, though. Wouldn't that expose? I mean, how fraudulent would that be? In other words, I don't think you can get away with that. I don't think you can get away with that. My family. Yeah, I just moved to New York. I'm going to stay in Boston. I mean, that doesn't compute. Am I overreacting, Murray?
No. I don't know what part you think you'd be overreacting
to. This is it. It's over. Last year. Done.
Well, no, though. It's not the last year. That's the thing. That's the part that you find it unfathomable that he would, or anyone else would find it unfathomable that he would play for another team. That's where I think you're all crazy. And that's where I think, I don't know. Are you forgetting history with some of the all-time greats and just in the NFL? Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. Who else am I forgetting? Oh, Joe Montana. Oh, it'd be unfathomable for Joe Montana, Mr. San Francisco 49ers,
Johnny
to play
Unitas,
for another team.
Basically all of them.
Right.
I mean, except for Elway.
No, all of them. Pretty much all of them.
Except for Elway.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of another guy. Staubach. Name the great quarterbacks. Bradshaw, I mean, I don't know if you consider him great, but...
Marino.
I mean, it's a short list. Most of them end somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you think that's where Brady's headed?
Yeah, because the other thing that you haven't mentioned that also happened today with Tom Brady is this piece in Men's Health that he is incessantly pimping on both Instagram and Twitter, social media, everywhere, Facebook. He can't get this story out enough. And if you read this thing, it's one big advertisement, again, for TB12 and his methods. And what does he want to continue to do to help promote that brand? Well, play into his, I think, mid-40s. I do still think that that's on the table for him. That's the best sell for his product, TB12.
Headline of this article Murray's referring to, why Tom Brady will never quit. So continue. I'm sorry. Go.
So I read this thing today, and I came away. I mean, it's just like any of these puff pieces on him when it comes to TB12 and the pliability and how he works and his maniacal methods and everything. It's just one big advertisement for TB12, and it talks about all these other places he's planning on opening these TB12 centers from Toronto. There's already one in L.A., but there was a handful of them that they mentioned. Well, again, to help promote that product, he has to keep playing. So while the Patriots, or at least Bill Belichick, may not believe in this and looks at this and says, what, you're different from all these other guys that have eventually fell off a cliff? You think you're going to be the outlier? No, this is it. You get your money. I don't believe in you past this year. So he'll be gone. And I think he will sign with another team and will blow everybody's minds because we never saw that coming, myself included. But I don't think he's done. I just think he's done here after this season.
You think he's done here?
Yep. But I don't think he's done.
I wouldn't rule that out.
Are we overreacting? 617-779-0985. I told you all day yesterday, follow the real estate. And then it comes out not 6 hours later that he's selling his house. So what?
So I started my morning with reading this article, and I was like, oh, he's going to continue to play. 10 minutes later, that story posts from Tom Curran and Phil Perry, NBC Sports, that they're selling the house. And that's where I went, whoa, like in my place by myself, like, oh, because I believe this as well. You follow the real estate. Gronk as well. You know, Gronk puts his home for sale, and then he just recently bought a place in Miami. Gronk's done coming back. You follow the real estate with these guys, that gives you a major tell. So I think he's done with the Patriots. I don't think he's done playing football.
Do you rule that out, that he could play for another team?
So I put it at a low percentage. I mean, I can't rule anything out, but 5%.
Okay.
You know, there's only a 5% chance he'll suit up for someone else.
Did you read that whole Men's Health story?
I unfortunately did.
Okay. So I
put excerpts in our email chain and all that. I read the whole stinking thing.
It's okay. Mostly annoying.
Oh yeah. My God, those stories creep me out. They always scare me. But go ahead.
So the part of it that's pertinent to me is when he talks about how Giselle's upbringing is different than everyone else's. It's not a standard upbringing. And Giselle says, well, why do you have to do it that way? Why do you have to go to school and do it that way? Giselle moved to Japan when she was 16. She moved to New York when she was 17, didn't speak English. It was not a customary upbringing, yet she's one of the most successful people in the world. So why not break from the standard mold is her whole message. Haven't the Patriots been his standard mold? Like, I look at that and say, maybe she got through to him. Maybe he says, you know what? Screw it, I'm out. I will play for someone else. I can play for someone else. And if it's not here, it'll be somewhere, and I can still promote TB12.
Next up, I'm reading from the story now. Brady turns his attention to Bündchen. Giselle is not really into sports, he says.
That was another one. I went, whoa.
Oh, good. That's great.
There's another one.
She's not really into sports, he says. She's like a kite flying in the sky. And I'm kind of tethering her. Sometimes, I'm getting just emotional just thinking about it. Sometimes I have to hold on hard.
I feel that way about you.
But she knows I'm always there for her. Ay, ay, ay. Their backgrounds are, in fact, very different. This is Maz's point. Giselle's life has been very non-traditional, says Brady. She left home at 14. She lived in Japan at 16 in an era with no cell phones. She lived in New York City at 17 without speaking English. In her mind, there are no boundaries. What can't you do? Why do you have to go to school? Why can't you just leave and live in a different country? In her reality, you can. Coming from mine, it's very different. This is what you do. You go to elementary school, you go to high school, this college, da-da-da. In her mind, why do you have to do any of those things? And you know what? She's right. I'm the only one that had to go. You're right. And that's helped me grow. So is that what you're talking about?
Why do you have to stay with the Patriots your whole career? Why do you have to play here? You don't have to play for him. You don't have to play for that owner. You can play anywhere. You can do whatever you want. And she's right.
I'm just telling you. He bought the house here. The whole reason that place in Brookline exists is because they drafted Garoppolo. And he said to himself, it's time for me to get, you know, sort of back in the fold. He was someone, you know, his career has been so long. He's had so many different arcs to it. But he was always the little engine that could. The first guy in, the last guy out, parking spot winner, et cetera, et cetera. Then the Bridget Moynihan thing happened. He had sort of a split situation. He built that freaking castle in Brentwood and spent his off seasons in L.A., and his play slowly started to dip. I know you don't like hearing that, but it sort of kind of did. Or at least that's what Bill thought. Because in 2014, he drafted Garoppolo. And so we all know Tom's age and contract situation. It's better to be early than late. And Tom Brady, sitting in his mansion behind the moat in Brentwood, said, oh, maybe I should get back to Foxborough. And he sold Brentwood, and that's why he built the place in Brookline. And wouldn't you know it, he started winning the parking spot again. It follow the real estate. Follow the real estate. And now he's looking for homes in the New York area and putting his kids in school in Manhattan. See, that's why I can't square the two, Murray, because I don't think he's playing for the Giants or the Jets. That's just not.
No, neither do I.
That's a business decision.
Okay, but he still, can he carry on about my time away from my family, then move his family to New York, put the kids in school in Manhattan, and go play in Tennessee, where you think he's going, or something like that? Could he get away with that?
Yeah, you just say, you know what, my dreams haven't been fulfilled yet. I still want to see this through, and well, I think collectively, most people, I mean, you would say, like, what a fraud, and I think most people that would go back and get on him for that. Like,
yeah, what
that
happened
was all a, that was all a crock.
What happened to pick up your kid at hockey practice?
But Brady fans, and I think you'll still get some from, you know, their Patriots fans are going to, you know, be miffed about this and want to go root for him wherever he goes. They'll take it hook, line, and sinker. Well, he still wants to play. He should still play, of course. So, yeah. No, and that'll all be forgotten.
Look, I'm gonna give you one qualifier, and that is, unless something changes, i.e., we find out tomorrow the house is off the market and he's staying, the kids are still in school in Brookline. If he buys another house, okay, that's a change. But if this is it, if he's out, if the house is sold and he's buying in New York and the kids are going to school in Manhattan, that's it. I think that's it. I think this is one and done, and this is it. Because I follow the real estate. Am I overreacting? Your thoughts right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Can you envision a scenario where you're the one that has to tell Tom Brady it's time to retire as a Patriot?
I think Tom Brady's earned the right to have that be a decision he makes when he wants to make it.
John Kraft at the Super Bowl, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was Minneapolis, I think.
So he's earned the right to make the call. Do you think the team's made the call? That's not exactly what I mean, but do you think the team's making the call for him? I think you said yesterday they're basically daring him or challenging him.
Yeah, that's right. Again, like I look at it and say, okay, this whole thing that, you know, Brady now has the right to do whatever he wants at the end of this deal. The team can't franchise him. The team can't use the transition tag. There is no option on the contract. Why would the Patriots give that up? Why would they give that up? Like, that is so unlike them. They are the consummate, shrewd business people.
Leverage.
Right. I mean, they all of that. So why would they give that up and allow Brady to make the call and leave them in the lurch? No way. So that they are looking at it saying he won't leave. He won't leave unless they know he's already done, in which case, fine. But even then, I'm not sure. I think they'd safeguard it for themselves so they can decide whether Brady plays anywhere.
If he changes their mind, we still have leverage.
Right. And so, like, I look at that and say, why would they give Brady that power unless they're basically saying, who are you kidding? At the end of the day, you're not going to leave. You know, we'll do it this way if you want, Tom. It's fine because, you know, at the end of the day, you're not going to leave. They are. They're essentially daring him to walk out the door. And that initially struck the thought in my head of, well, what happened to this whole idea? Tom Brady gets to leave when he wants. Essentially, it feels like they're nudging him.
Follow the real estate. Roy said yesterday, and now Tom Brady's house is on sale, for sale. So follow the real estate. Unless something changes, if this is it, I think that's it. I think it's one and done. Your thoughts? Am I overreacting? Christian in Alston. Go ahead, Christian.
Could this possibly be, with Brady selling his house at this much, you know, there's been speculation that Robert sold him the house or gave him the undervalue of the property and him cashing in. You know, he bought the house at 9.5.
Right.
Now he's selling it for 39.5. Maybe that thought there?
Yeah, and this is how he gets this is really how he's going to get his money, sort of like the Harvard fencing coach selling his house for $2 million over market. The next thing you know, the buyer's kid is on the fencing team,
right?
Something like that. I mean, maybe, but so right. So this is what Robert says. You know, Tom, I got you that land was $4 million. It's worth 10. Sell the thing, and that's how you make your money. And it doesn't. Robert doesn't even have to buy it. Some other schmuckola comes and buys it, and there's how he makes his money. Yes, I suppose, but I don't, you know, if that were the case, Brady wouldn't be carrying on like he did yesterday. He wouldn't be saying it is what it is. We'll see what happens. I think Brady was clearly unhappy about the whole thing yesterday, and if he was happy with the arrangement, he wouldn't be striking this tone.
Well, so, and there are a lot of holes in that theory, and it's a good one. I'm going to tell you
it's also a massive, massive salary cap violation, and you're inviting all sorts of hell from the league. Like, you haven't had that already.
Why isn't he buying another house here?
So this is what that's just the one thing I want to see if there's another shoe to drop on that.
Okay, so maybe there is. But again, he's been looking for homes in suburban New York
not
and
here.
Schools.
Correct.
So, like, tie those two together. Tie them together. The in and of itself, if you want to say, even if it is a salary cap, right, just for the sake of playing along, play along.
Fine.
Where's he going to live?
Okay, so I heard Zoe saying he still got his place in the Back Bay, so he becomes sort of just like a weekday, he lives by himself up here during the week and goes on weekends, and that still doesn't square with all this carrying on that he's been doing the last couple of years about my family and the time commitment and the time away. I got to spend time with my family. He won't practice with the kids in the offseason. So he won't join the team in the offseason because he has to spend all this family time. But now he's actually going to move his whole family to another city and work in another city?
Mike, what do you do before you go anywhere? You pack. He's packing.
That's how it feels to me.
He's packing.
You tell me, is that an overreaction? Jerry in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Jerry.
Definitely an overreaction. You know, you're listening to Chicken Little with the hat on over there. You have to understand the financial markets and financial people tell you this is the right time to sell, especially expensive property, because the market is supposed to tank because of the upcoming election. That's one thing. He does own other property in the area. That's another thing.
So why would he be buying? Jerry.
But listen to one.
No, you listen to me. If this is a bad time to buy because the bubble's about to burst, and it is. Because real estate goes in 10-year cycles, and we're past the 10 years. So hold on tight. So if it's a bad time to buy and a good time to sell, why is he looking at huge expensive real estate in New York and New Jersey?
Yeah, but I'm just saying for him to get his money back out of that, rather than be stuck with it, this property in Boston, after the market goes down.
You're not listening to me, then why get stuck with the one in New York? Am I not making any sense? You're just taking on one expensive property in place of another. If it's not time to be in real estate, you're selling all of it, and you're renting. Okay? So
this might have been Brady's idea for this contract, so that he doesn't have to do this retirement parade throughout the league where he's getting gifts in every place like, you know, these other baseball players and football players have done.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. That's true. I don't think he wants that send-off. But I don't know. He's looking at schools in Manhattan for his kids and shopping for real estate in New Jersey and Connecticut. The cat's kind of out of the bag on that one, Tom. And he also, you know, this was a pretty public listing. Is there a way to do it as a private listing where you're not?
I mean, talking to the wrong guy. I've never dealt with property of that value.
It's called a pocket listing, right? I mean, can't you just do it that way? Where it's just, because, I mean, you're not talking about a big market. You're talking about a pretty finite number of people that are going to be buying that house. There's a way to get that word out privately.
I mean,
you got to have a page.
Discreetly.
The listing page on Zillow with the photo gallery? Doesn't that surprise you a little bit that Brady's house is, you know, in that world?
I mean, unless he wants it out there.
I mean, that's a pretty public. I'm just asking. I wonder if there's a way to do that a little more discreetly.
So I don't know. I'm wondering on some level if this whole thing in the last couple of days is he wants everyone to know it's his last year here. Now, he won't say the retirement thing because that leads to a whole other litany of issues.
But is this a back and forth with the team? Okay, well, you think I'm not going to leave. I'm packing, you know, and the team you said is daring him. And almost, almost they're saying there's no way you'll walk away. There's no way you'll go play for someone else. And we'll use that to our advantage. And Tom says, oh, yeah, okay, I'm here. It's listed.
Now, look, and to Murray's point, Murray says, well, wait a minute. What about the whole TB12 method? Doesn't he have to keep playing? Tom Brady will never quit was the headline of that story in Men's Health that we cited in the first segment. All of that. And I would say, what if he has a good year and they win again? What if Brady retires after winning the Super Bowl? You tell me the TB12 brand is hurt? 42 years old, wins the Super Bowl, walks on his own terms. I could have played more. I could have played another 3 years. And I've already played longer than anyone else and won longer than anyone else. Now I'm going to show you how it works. I mean, that's a pretty good sales pitch, isn't it?
I agree. I don't think he has to keep playing. Depending what happens this year. Like, if he gets hurt and limps off the field, that's a bad look for the brand.
Sure.
But if he finishes strong and they go deep, I don't know. I think he's sort of proven his point, don't you, in terms of his longevity? Dave in Plymouth, your thoughts?
Yeah, Matt just stole my thunder. I'll go you one better, Tony. What if he wins the Super Bowl MVP? I mean, you can just pile up all the trophies from, you know, here to Chestnut Hill, and he can just lay it all out for Belichick or whomever. I mean, he can basically sit there because the contract is voided, right? The day after the season is over.
The day before, it's done.
Okay, so it's done. It's done. It's finished. There's no paper. There's nothing. He can sit there and essentially field offers. And you don't think that the teams don't know this now? I mean, they're paying attention to this. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think, and as far as the franchise tag, the Patriots rarely use that. I don't think they cared a whit about that. They don't give a damn about that. Belichick was willing to trade him 2 years ago. I don't think Belichick cares if he walks. I really don't. Especially if they win the Super Bowl again this year.
How about Kraft?
Seven Super Bowls.
How about Kraft?
I think Kraft will care to a point, okay? But he is more about, you know, the brand, the franchise, right? And he has his own issues, by the way. He's got to sort of repair his own thing, right?
He's hyper-conscious, Dave, to this point about his legacy and his perception and how people view him and the PR. And I've said this a million times. They're still stung by the Parcells thing. Like, they still hate the criticisms that they got for letting Parcells walk out the door. Even though they were justified with Belichick and had, you know, sort of erased the whole thing, that left a mark. And then if they let Brady walk out the door, see, I think you're looking at – I agree with Belichick, of course. He'd move on to someone else. He was ready to do it. Kraft, different story.
Yeah, this isn't a Belichick decision.
Right.
This is not a Belichick decision. No way. I mean, again, just if Kraft has the authority to get Jimmy G out of town, then he obviously has the authority to keep Brady here.
Of course.
So he's the owner. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But, you know, Kraft is pulling the strings on this one.
Okay, Greg Bedard says, if Tom Brady's unhappy with the way the contract thing just went down, he has no one to blame but himself. We'll give you that story right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Tom, I'm just curious. Like, was there a part of you that just wanted that put to bed? Like, and there's a relief now that just you have some clarity with that situation?
It is what it is. That's a good line. So whoever said it, it's very pertinent. So, like I said, there's a lot of guys who have... You know, 1 year left on their contract, you know, so the situation, I got 1 year to go and we'll see what happens.
Selling your house, looking at schools in New York, proverbially packing up is what it is, what I would say to that. I don't think it's a small deal at all. Greg Bedard says, if Brady isn't happy with his contract, he only has himself to blame. Bedard points out, let's first deal with what we know. He writes this on Boston Sports Journal. After Brady addressed the media following Monday's joint practice with the Lions, it seems clear Brady doesn't seem particularly pleased with his deal. My reaction to Brady's apparent discontent is this. What did you expect? You're 42 years old, and you have all the power in this negotiation. You could hold the Patriots over a barrel if you wanted to, and you chose not to. Why is that anyone's problem but your own? He says, I get it, I've chronicled it for years. Brady thinks that because of what he's sacrificed in terms of money and family, in addition to how he's covered up the weaknesses on this roster for years, that he should be showed just a little loyalty by the Patriots in terms of real money that makes Brady the quarterback of this team as long as he desires. It started with Jimmy Garoppolo and has continued after he was traded away now in this contract extension, in air quotes. He says, I get that, and I've always gotten that. Brady is not wrong to feel that way. What he's done for this franchise has been priceless in more ways than one. But the Patriots are also a business, one that wants to keep running on all cylinders after Brady is gone, and Belichick too. That's the mark of a truly legendary franchise. And there is no business that invests heavily in a depreciating asset. And that's what Brady now is. Doesn't mean he can't win or he's not great. He's just not likely going to match 2017 ever again in terms of his worth compared to the rest of the league. So I'll stop there. Do you agree with that?
Yep. I mean, I agree with everything except Brady has only himself to blame. I don't think it's that simple. I think he partly has himself to blame. So the Patriots could behave differently here, too. Let's not ignore that part of the conversation. But does Brady have to take some of the blame? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He chose a certain path early on. Like we always, how many times did we say over the years, well, you know, Brady undercuts his teammates in these negotiations because he always takes less. So none of them are going to get deals if he doesn't get it. In this case,
he undercut himself.
Bingo. He undercut himself. He absolutely did it. End up hurting himself.
Bedard writes, did Brady expect the team to hand him a lucrative contract extension until he was 45? If he did, he was being delusional or naive or both. I kind of thought they would. I mean, lucrative is, you know, again, I thought Tom Brady would always take less and always get porked to a degree. But I really did think that we had a chance here for a 2 or 3 year extension, real extension, not this nonsense, a real extension with real guaranteed dollars that made it a likelihood that you get 2-3 more years out of Brady and he's compensated accordingly.
I thought so too, and it's almost, it would feel like almost like a make good for everything that he has accomplished. And of course they got to, you know, factor in the age and everything and going, you know, forward what he would have left, but it felt like it was deserved. But that's going to be kind of a slap in the face. If we thought that, I'm sure he felt that way, and now he's just being treated like any other player in the league.
But Brady did what he always does. The Crafts came to him and told Brady he needed to do this to help him win a title and help the team win a title this year. They and he know he's not going to pack up and move at this point in his career. Sorry, big boy. He's packing right now. They and he know he's not going to pack up and move at this point in his career, writes Bedard. Brady is not a prima donna like Brett Favre. He doesn't have an injury like Peyton Manning and Joe Montana. Brady knows full well how it would reflect on him if he just left to play for another team. And the Patriots know that as well. And also that it would reflect poorly on them. Let me ask you this. Is Tom Brady's career, his image, his legacy diminished if he finishes his career as a Miami Dolphin, Tennessee Titan, et cetera, et cetera?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's not.
I don't think it is at all.
The thought of him in that uniform, did it hurt Favre as a Jet?
No.
Or a Viking?
No. Again, in fact, in a lot of cases, it ends up being utterly forgotten, for crying out loud. If you ask what team Brett Favre played for, they tell you the Green Bay Packers. And that he played for a couple teams at the end, but that didn't mean anything.
So I mean,
think it's the same thing with Brady.
Think of this. Did it hurt Manning that he finished his career with another team?
Nope.
Actually helped him. He won another Super Bowl.
I mean, Favre almost got to a damn Super Bowl that first year with the Vikings.
I think it hurts the Patriots or the Crafts more.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, now that I think of it, does it really hurt Joe Montana that he finished with another team?
No.
That run to the AFC Championship that year was awesome.
And you know what? And that's even forgotten, Murray. I mean, people sort of picture him, the last image is him limping around as a Chief.
Yeah.
Even though he did go to an AFC title game.
But that first year there, it was great.
But did that really hurt his legacy?
No. No, again, he was regarded as the greatest quarterback of all time, and nobody thought of him as, you know, some sort of hustler who was just looking for the next buck.
I mean, there's guys that I remember who, like, Namath limping around as a L.A. Ram when I was a little kid wasn't a good look for him. I remember that. Johnny Unitas, like, wasn't he a San Diego Charger at the very, like, didn't he, like, bounce around a little bit at the very end?
I would tell you that I have a worse.
But did that really hurt those guys?
No. In fact, I was going to tell you, I have a worse impression. Now, guys, to me, who get hurt are guys who hang on too long. Like, that hurts a little. Like you just said, Namath. Wouldn't you have felt the same way about Namath if we were on the Jets?
I feel the same way about Marino, and he was always a Dolphin, but I look back at him at the end, I'm like, he should have quit a long time
ago. So I was just going to say Marino. Marino at the end offended me a hell of a lot more than Joe Montana did.
It's not about the uniform. It's how you play. We're answering the wrong question. Because I am curious. I mean, Brady as a Tennessee Titan, that looks kind of cheesy.
But if he's still playing at a high level, you know how good that is for the league?
But at the end of the day, does that hurt his legacy?
No.
Is Greg right about that? So I don't think he's right about that.
No, it just becomes an asterisk. Honestly, I think it hurts the Crafts and the Patriots more. Because it'll be looked at.
You let this guy go?
Exactly.
Do we blame Bobby Orr for being a Chicago Blackhawk?
Nope.
We blame Eagleson, his agent, and who was the owner at the time? Like that whole thing, right? We don't blame Bobby Orr for that.
No. I think it'd be a bigger hit to the Patriots and the Crafts. Only if Brady went and played well. Then be like, what, you know, you traded Jimmy Garoppolo and then you push this guy out the door?
I just wonder, is Brady finally gearing up to show some balls? Vinny at NBC Sports Boston. Go ahead. You put that on the air? Is that for Murray?
Yeah.
What is that? Murray, why don't you explain to the people on the radio what that is?
We have a photo of Tom Brady in a Tennessee Titans 12 jersey. You know, I tried to get one of these just to, like, I wanted a screen cap and send to you guys to, like, have it, like, custom made on NFL.com. They won't let you. They won't let you put Brady in 12 on a Titans jersey. It's stupid.
Why do you go Titans, Murray?
Well, because it makes sense. Because Mike Vrabel, head coach there, they have, you know, a lot of good pieces, especially defensively. The one thing they don't have is a quarterback. They have Marcus Mariota, who stinks. This will be his last year there, I would imagine. So that's going to free up. Ryan Tannehill's the backup, so they need a quarterback. So Brady will play his last year with the Patriots in 2019. Free agent. Mike Vrabel makes the call. Bring. Hey, Tom, you're free. I hate Bill. You hate Bill now. Come play for me for a year. Let's go shove it right down his throat. Okay. And there you go. Tom Brady, Tennessee Titan.
Meanwhile, Giselle.
That was a quick conversation.
Meanwhile, Giselle's in New York. I'm sorry, in Greenwich. And the kids are in private school in Manhattan.
Yep.
He's really going to do that?
4 months out of the year. Why the hell not?
After carrying on like this about being separated from his family for the last 3 years and shoving that down my throat?
Because she would support it.
He's going to move to Nashville and put the kids in New York?
Again, there's that piece in Men's Health that Maz is talking about, and I didn't really think about this at the time.
Untether yourself, Tommy. You're a kite flying through the wind.
You can do whatever you want. Who says you have to retire a Patriot? You know, Super G, you're right. I'm going to go play for my old pal, Mike Vrabel, who I used to throw touchdown passes to, even though he was a defenseman.
I'm telling you.
He hates Bill. I hate Bill. I'm going
to
do it.
I'm telling you, he went to Staples. He bought the cardboard boxes and the packing tape, the whole nine yard, and the little dispenser with the sharp edge on it. He's doing it all, man. He's packing up.
Okay, playing for another team I can't come around to yet. I just can't.
And then who do you root for? Like, but, do you still root for the Pats or do you root for Brady?
Let's pick that up on the other side because I know how you feel. And we'll ask the people coming up on that. But again, just I can't go there him playing for another team. I can't feel that's happening. But following the real estate, I'm a big believer in that. And he's packing. He's packing. And unless something changes, this is it. And that is no small deal. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the desk squirrel down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's actually historic. The Patriots have never done a contract like this before. Let me explain. They gave Tom Brady an $8 million raise for this season, and then they added two more years onto the deal. But those years are actually void years. They're there for salary cap purposes. They actually don't exist. It's very similar to what the Saints did with Drew Brees back in 2016 when they signed him to a five-year extension, but it was actually really a two-year deal because it included three void years on the end of it. So what does this mean for the Patriots and Tom Brady? They're going to be back at the negotiating table before the end of this 2019 league year because Brady is essentially a free agent after this year with those two void years added onto his extension.
Mike Reese reporting that. You knew something was up yesterday. Just the structure of that deal. And, you know, it's why do they put on two meaningless years? Part of it's just PR. So Brady gets to say, or his agent, or the team gets to say, yeah, see, look, we'll pay him market rate next 2 years. Even though the thing spontaneously combusts like a Spinal Tap drummer the last day of the league year. It's never going to exist. And there is no mechanism to activate it. It's just, it automatically voids.
I mean, it is. It's bizarre, right? The fact that it feels illegal.
I mean, it just shows you what, you know.
No, I'm not. When I say illegal, I'm not saying because the Saints did it too. I'm just saying that the fact that it's allowed goes to show you how much of a complete sham that salary cap is.
Thank you. I've been saying for 10 years. But anyway, so, but it's there for PR. Two-year extension, 3 years left, $30 million plus, and you expect Tom Brady to come out and play along, and he does just the opposite.
No, he wouldn't play along yesterday for sure.
Year to go is what it is. We'll see what happens. Like, oh, what? And then within 24 hours, the house is publicly listed on the market? Phew. So, I mean, it's hard not to, you know, there's some weight to all that timing and how that all went down. And again, I if you're asking me, it's Brady going home and saying, okay, we're only here for the job, G. This is why we're here, because I've got a great job, and that's why we're here. But now they're not committed to me, and I don't know what the job's going to be, so let's just go where we want. And that's that. And I mean, that's what's happening.
It is. It's like, you know, the way that, I mean, I don't want to let my mind wander too much. Okay, I'll tell you during the break, and we can discuss whether
you're not willing to go public with it yet.
No, not yet. No, we'll have that conversation another day.
Oh, take development.
Some serious take development, yeah. Going on there.
But like the whole thing really is it just feels like he's getting ready to leave. What else could you possibly think? He could have very easily stood there yesterday and said, "Yeah, I want to thank the crafts. You know, again." You know, we were able to structure this thing in such a way that it appeases everybody, keeps us all happy. Like,
looking forward to ending my career as a Patriot.
Yeah, he could have faked it.
Everyone says that. I'm looking forward to end my career as an Arizona Cardinal. Everyone says it just to say it. He said 1 year and we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
And now the house is on the market. So
Kyrie Irving said it.
I'm sorry. Even Kyrie Irving said it, right? He was lying to our face, but at least he said it. Tom and Pawtucket, your thoughts? Tom and Pawtucket. Says Brady.
Hey guys,
yeah, go ahead.
Guys, listen, man. This is a done deal. Murray's totally right. He's going to go down to New York. It's the home of media, the home of fashion, the home of everything. Set up the TB12 thing, and then join the Giants and come back to beat the Patriots in a Super Bowl. Think about that.
Okay, didn't they just draft a guy number 6 overall?
Yeah, Daniel Jones.
So, I mean, this is going to sound stupid, and I'll say this even sounds stupider, but would the Giants or the Jets even want him?
The Jets wouldn't.
They just drafted guys in the top 6 who are their franchise guys. I mean, the Jones kid, we don't know, but if you're a Jets fan or you're the Jets, you think you might have the guy.
I mean, if you could take Brady for a year and have him put Jones under his wing, would you do it?
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I would do that.
But Brady needs 3. Brady, this is a 2-3 year thing with Brady. It's not just one and done.
Yeah, I'm not telling you I think he'd go to the Giants. I'm telling you that somebody somewhere would bring him in.
Yeah, teams with a terrible quarterback situation that won't be in any position to draft in the top 5 in the next few years. So Tennessee, Denver, Tampa.
I was just going to say Denver. You tell me Elway wouldn't take a crack with Brady for a year or two?
So you're saying, again, after shoving it down my throat and up my keister for 3 years about the family and picking up the kid and having to spend more time with the kids, he's going to put the kids in school in Manhattan, put G in some chalet castle in Greenwich, Connecticut, and he's going to go live and work in Denver.
Yeah, it's an easy sell, too.
How do you pull that off?
Oh, very easily. Well, you know, it was tough on my family, specifically my wife, all these years. But you know what? She knows I still have some left in the tank, and she supports my dream while the Patriots no longer do. So I want to fulfill my dream to playing to 45.
I don't believe
now
this.
Now he's a Denver Bronco.
I'm not going here. I'm not going there. But I do follow the real estate. And if he ain't going to be here, he ain't going to be working here. Pete in Delaware. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys, first of all, Mike, you're not overreacting. I totally agree with you. Secondly, look, I mean, they're going to use Brady's age against him as he gets older, so it's only going to get worse as far as contract negotiations. But to defend Brady on one point, Brady has not been injured. And I look at Aaron Rodgers, and I bring this up because you're a Packer guy. Aaron Rodgers got all that money in the offseason last year, and he was injured for the most of 2 years. Got all that money. All Brady has done is win Super Bowls and play just about every game, and they're going to use that again, use his age against him when you have other guys getting a ton of money who can't get on the field and play.
So, I think Rodgers is an unfair comp because that was, I want to say, his second contract. He's like 6 or 7 years younger, different. The guys that I would be pissed at if I were Brady are Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger, and Roethlisberger's age, I got to double check because he's old. He looks and plays older than he really is.
Oh, definitely. Brady's in way better shape than Roethlisberger.
10 times. But either way, I think those are closer comps. Because Roethlisberger is older. I mean, Rodgers' first year was 08 or 09, and Roethlisberger was
04.
Playing against you in the AFC title game in 04. So Roethlisberger is more of a contemporary, and Brees is more contemporary. And those guys were getting $25, $30 million a year guaranteed. And if I'm Brady, I'm saying those are the guys. You don't have to pay me like Russell Wilson, who's on his second contract and just got paid, or a young kid that just got paid, or even Rodgers, who's a different era and a different contract.
But yeah, he's going to be realistic about the age thing.
How about these two guys? How about just Brees and Roethlisberger?
Yeah, the Roethlisberger one blows my mind.
30-something guaranteed?
Yeah, he's 37 years old, at least in the case of Brees. Like, you look at Brees and say, okay, the number was down a little bit. It was a two-year deal.
It's two years, $50 million guaranteed,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and Brees, to me, is like a good comp for Brady because Brees plays every week.
Yeah, he's
right?
a 40-year-old Hall of Fame quarterback.
Absolutely.
Fine.
Roethlisberger, when I saw that deal, I went, whoa. Like, that is ridiculous for a guy like him. He's fat, and he looks like he's 50.
He really does. I forgot about another place Brady could go next year. Dallas. They're having contract squabbles with Dak Prescott. They certainly don't believe in him. It's his last year. Brady, Dallas Cowboy. Because I'm trying to just figure out in my mind for next year what jersey I'm going to have to buy. Like, some would be detestable. Okay. I don't want to have to buy Brady Bronco jersey. But Brady Dallas? That's a pretty
Jim, there's somebody who agrees with you.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
There he is. Colin Cowherd. He called that
years
ago.
That is another one of our great drops.
Not a laughing matter.
So Brady's going to play somewhere else the last year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
Brady's packing his bags. I don't know. You laughing? You laughing about that?
What does Belichick do next? He's going to retire.
If Tom Brady goes somewhere else, who would you root for? Him or the Patriots? It's time for a poll, Tommy. We'll get to
it. He and Belichick are not best friends.
Right after Murray's 90
doesn't love Belichick.
90-second update, no commercial.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.